The Shadow of Fu Manchu. Based on the stories by Sax Roma. Because of two mysterious deaths having occurred in the suburban house known as the Gables, Nayland Smith has leased the property under a fictitious name. According to Inspector Weymouth, the house is haunted. Smith and Dr. Petrie have taken possession, and during the night, they are startled by the faint, musical chiming of bells. Seeking an explanation, they are horrified by the appearance of a luminous hand clutching a great knife in the darkness of a corridor. The appearance of the fiery hand is accompanied by an unearthly wail. Fleeing from the house in apparent panic, they return to their Baker Street lodgings, where we find them in a discussion of the phenomena.
Now, perhaps, Nayland, you'll explain why you subjected me to that ordeal.
Here. Do you recognize this scarf?
Great Scott.
Exactly, old man. It's Caramay's.
Caramay, in that place?
Why not? Anyway, yesterday morning, I got the keys and went there alone.
With the large brace and bit,
eh? Yes. To bore holes in the wainscoting of various rooms.
For heaven's sake, why?
Because there wasn't a crevice large enough for a mouse to get through. I rectified that, however, with my brace and bit. And in front of each hole, I placed a trap, baited with cheese. Open that bag, will you? And mind your fingers. Some of them are possibly still set.
Mouse traps, dozens of them. All sprung. Why, no, by Jove, you've made one catch. A white mouse.
Examine his tail.
What? By Jove. A tiny bell fastened to the root of the tail.
Yes. And the explanation for the astral bells.
But if there was no opening through which the mice could get into the house, they must have been admitted into the walls from the cellar.
They were. And after a scamperer under the floors and through the walls, they returned for the food they were accustomed to receive.
And this piece of silk scarf, where did you find it?
In the wine cellar. No cellar proper is shown in the plans of the Gables.
But there is one?
There must be. And the entrance to it must be in that wine cellar.
You have other evidence of that aside from this scarf?
I learned that when the last tenant died, the lights in the entire house were extinguished. That could only be done by pulling the main switch, also located in the wine cellar.
And by Jove, Caramay being there proves that Fu Manchu...
Exactly. Fu Manchu's had a hiding place under the Gables.
Which explains his complete disappearance from his usual East End haunt.
Yes. The place, very likely, has another entrance further along the road. There's a studio there leased to a Russian artist. He's abroad at the moment.
Well, how do you explain the appearance of the fiery hand?
Turn out the light. Watch.
By Jove.
A little electric lamp held in the hand lighted.
Well, simple enough when explained. Then they may have used a small lamp fitted in the handle of a glass dagger.
Right. And after seeing that, our retreat from the place had all the appearance of a rout, as I intended it should. Now turn on the light.
You're having the place watched.
Naturally. Weymouth has it covered. At last, Petrie, I think we have Fu Manchu in his own trap. We are raiding the place before morning.
The Gables, Nayland, aren't we going in here?
No. Weymouth has his instructions. He has 20 men covering the place from every angle. We're going to the Russian's studio.
Is there any possibility of this Russian being one of Fu Manchu's creatures?
Oh, I rather doubt that. Well, this is the place. All right, come in. Now, keep your voice down. Somewhere in the studio, we'll find the second entrance to Fu Manchu's hideout under the gables. It would be through the cellar, the subterranean passage. Flash your light. We'll find the stairway. Let's look behind this curtain.
Back, Nayland. This floor. Nayland!
And so even children learn from experience, Nayland Smith. But you are less than a child. Twice you have precipitated yourself into a chamber charged with an anesthetic. And now you find yourself helpless, chained to the floor, and you, Dr. Petrie, strapped in that heavy chair.
Nayland, are you...
Quite all right, Petrie.
This time, Dr. Petrie, there is no sacred peacock to exchange for your lives. This time, my friend, I see you contemplating the weapon leaning against the wall at your side. You recognize it?
Of course. The sword of samurai.
Perhaps you are wondering why, though your body is secured to that chair, your arms are free. You will see presently. Please note the hilt of that sword is fastened to the wall by a length of fine steel chain.
No use, Petrie. He's right. You can't reach him even though your hands are free.
Exactly, Dr. Petrie. But apropos of the sword, the ancient tradition of harikiri still rules in the great families of Japan. It is a sacred ritual, an explanation of which would no doubt bore our friend, Mr. Smith. Therefore, I will enlighten you upon one point only.
Oh, is this necessary?
It is for Dr. Petrie's benefit, Mr. Smith. Even a samurai, Dr. Petrie, sometimes hesitates to complete the operation of harikiri. And the weapon beside you is known as the Friend's Sword. You understand?
Never mind the ritual, Fu Manchu. I'm familiar with it.
Then perhaps you will explain to Dr. Petrie.
The Friend stands behind the Hierophant, the one committing harikiri. If the Hierophant hesitates, the Friend cuts the spinal column.
Wait, Nayland. You believe, Dr. Fu, that I would...
Dr. Petrie, I hold you in high esteem. In regard to your companion, I entertain very different sentiments. He has one quality, however, which I do admire. His courage.
Then you cannot think that I would...
I would wish that so courageous a man should show himself a samurai. Always his friend, Dr. Petrie. You shall remain so to the end.
You called, Master?
Bring in that for which we have arranged, Hassan.
Hearing is obeying, Master.
In this instance, Dr. Petrie, the ritual will be carried out in a slightly different manner from the usual. It should prove interesting to observe. Hassan returns. Place the gates in position, Hassan.
Good heavens, Petrie. The six gates.
The knowledge of my country serves you well, Mr. Smith.
Nayland, what is it?
Note the construction of this cage, Dr. Petrie. A bit less than 5 feet long. 2 feet high and 2 feet wide, with the ends, top, and both sides of tight wire mesh. The bottom, as you see, rests on the floor, which also constitutes the floor of the cage.
What is the meaning of this cage, Fu Manchu?
You will see presently. Mr. Smith shall have the honor of acting as Hierophant, admitting himself to the mysteries. And you, Dr. Petrie, shall be the friend.
Five sections. Those four sliding partitions.
They can be raised or lowered at will. The small arches cut in the bottom of each fit snugly over a human body, dividing it into five sections. The head and the feet of the subject, as you see, remain outside the cage.
That thing covers him? Are you a yellow fiend? What do you...
Save your breath, Petrie, old chap. I know what's coming. When I give the word, use the sword.
Yes. Weymouth, Weymouth. Where is Weymouth?
The sack, Hassan. Watch closely, Dr. Petrie. Take note. Hassan inserts the neck of that leather sack into the compartment covering Mr. Smith's ankles and shakes it. Yes.
Good heavens! Those are...
5 Cantonese rats, Dr. Petrie. The most ravenous in the world. They have eaten nothing for 5 days.
You black-hearted devil! If you intend killing him, why don't you do so quickly?
There is nothing so interesting to watch, my friend, as a bit of refined torture. You may have noted my partiality for dumb allies, my scorpions, my death adders, my baboon men, and now my rats.
Stop! Stop it, you fiend! Can't you see those brutes are beginning to...
Exactly, Dr. Petrie. I credit Mr. Smith with the courage to sustain the raising of all the gates. But I estimate the strength of your friendship also very highly and predict that you will use the sword at the raising of the 3rd gate.
Nail or not, I can't stand...
In the Orient, Dr. Petrie, we call this quaint pastime the 6 gates of joyful wisdom. Hassan, more rats. Another bag.
The sword, Petrie. I rely upon you to spare me the humiliation of asking... mercy from this murderous fiend. I can't, Valen. Good heavens, I can't. Don't falter.
The raising of the 1st gate, the gate of joyous hope, is always a crucial moment.
Oh, if I could only reach through with this sword.
And the raising of the 2nd gate.
Now, Petrie, be quick. I'm weakening. Strike.
Stop. Stop it, Dr. Fu Manchu.
Tell me. Put down that pistol.
No, no.
Take it from Hassan. You have killed Hassan, you little fool. Now you shall pay.
No, Dr. Fu Manchu. It is you who must pay.
Oh!
They broke in a moment after Karame fired the shot that accounted for Fu Manchu. We found you in a dead faint.
And Nayland, where's he?
In bed. But Dr. Cleve cauterized the wounds left by those devilish rats in time. Smith will be back on his feet in a week. Now you'd better go in. He wants to see you, both of you.
Come, Karame.
Yes.
Hello, Petrie.
Nayland, old man.
And you, Karame, my dear. You're all right now?
Oh, yes. The loss of memory which he placed upon me is gone. I remember now everything.
Thank heaven for that. But Fu Manchu, his body, Nayland, what have they done with it?
Weymouth tells me they haven't been able to find it. The end of the vault collapsed and buried the body 2 minutes before they got us out.
Then this time we can be sure he's dead.
I wonder...
Shadow of Fu Manchu.